Welcome to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston, where we will learn refreshing truth that is straight from the Bible.
Hi, this is John Edmiston with Uplifting Moments, and we are going through a series in Proverbs. And in today's passage, we'll be bouncing between Proverbs and the New Testament, a literal application and a spiritual application. And the passage will be Proverbs chapter 6, verses 6 to 11. Proverbs chapter 6, 6 to 11. And before that, let's pray. Father in heaven, your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. May your word dwell richly in us today. May it bless our lives, open our spiritual eyes and spiritual ears to understand your Bible. In Jesus' name, amen. So Proverbs 6 is about the sluggard. It's about the lazy person, the person whose whole life is characterized by inertia, by apathy, by doing as little as possible and saying, that's not my job. Let's have a look at it. Proverbs 6, 6 to 11, the that's not my job person. Go to the ant, O sluggard, observe her ways and be wise, which having no chief, officer or ruler, prepares her food in the summer and gathers her provision in the harvest. How long will you lie down, O sluggard? When will you arise from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and your poverty will come in like a vagabond and your need like an armed man. Now, the other day, I was getting rid of some e-waste here at the office, and I called up a firm that comes and collects e-waste from businesses. Now, we're on the first floor, not on the ground floor. And so they pull up about 6 hours later than they intended to to be here. They were going to be here at 7:30 in the morning, and they came at 1:30 in the afternoon. So I was just a little bit annoyed by that. And then the two young chaps were there, and I said, the computers are up here. Can you help me get them down there? And they said, no. Is there an elevator? I said, no, there's no elevator. Just come up the stairs. And they said, oh, we don't do stairs. They were young. They were strong. They had muscles, and I'm 63. And they would not come up and take the computers and the e-waste. So I had to lug them down the stairs all by myself because these people had a that's not my job attitude. And I said this and that, and I was quite annoyed with them because they would do the minimum all the time. These were the people that went through life doing as little as they could. I bet you they got to work just in time and they left as soon as possible every day. And they drifted along through life. We all know people like that. We've all been to the store where the shop assistants are all around chatting to one another and ignore you and you're wanting to find out some information about some tools or some clothes or some gadget and they're just doing nothing. And they're really annoying people. And the Bible calls them sluggards, lazy people, people who refuse to move or to do much in life. And these people gum up the works. But karma comes, or rather we shouldn't use the word karma, the fate of God comes, and by the end of their life is a shambles. Later on in Proverbs, it says that the lazy person, their fence is knocked down, the weeds are growing through the farm, nothing's repaired, nothing's fixed. There's a yard full of old cars that need working on, and they're just the desolate, broken down, wrecked people because they've never got on top of life. They've never managed things. They've never gone the extra mile. They've never done anything useful with their days. And the Bible condemns lazy people. And in the New Testament, when the one talent person buries the money in the ground, and the king comes back and says, what happened to this? He says, oh, I buried it in the ground because I knew you're harsh and a terrible person. He says, you lazy, wicked servant. And he has the person chopped up and thrown into the outer darkness. Jesus tells parables like this all the time. And Jesus uses the words lazy and wicked together again and again. Jesus did not like lazy people. And when he called disciples, he always called people who were working. He would call Peter, James and John as they were repairing their nets after the harvest, after they'd been out fishing rather. They'd brought in the fish, they'd worked all night, and now they were turning around and they were mending their nets. That meant they were diligent people. A lot of people, after they got the fish to shore, would just go and sleep. They'd been up all night, they'd worked hard, their muscles were breaking, but instead of that, they're fixing the nets, they're cleaning the nets, they're doing the diligent things. And he looks at them and says, "These are hard workers. I'll make them my apostles." He calls Matthew from the tax collector's booth, and he calls everyone at their place of work. If you lead a diligent life, God will call you to something higher and something better. But if you lead a lazy life, then God will give you a kick in the tail, and he'll call you a lazy, wicked servant. Laziness is completely inappropriate for the people of God. We are not to be lazy, wicked servants. We're not to be the sluggard or our poverty. Look what it says here. Your poverty will come in like a vagabond and your need like an armed man. You see, life goes along a little bit by little bit. And say we're 10% lazier than the next person. That person gets 10% ahead of us and then another 10% and another 10%. Until soon they've got double what we've got, and soon they've got triple, and soon they've got 50 times what we've got, because we've just sputtered along. We've just done what is adequate, and we've got this tiny little bit, and then we lose it. Some tragedy comes along. Something comes along in life, and we haven't got the energy to deal with it, so it comes and robs us of a big chunk of what we've saved up. So it's the diligent person that builds wealth, and the Bible says that over and over again. It's the diligent person physically that builds wealth, and it's the diligent person spiritually who builds spiritual wealth. You see, the Bible talks about us getting a great reward. It says, "Great is your reward in heaven. If you turn the other cheek, if you suffer persecution, if you bless those who curse you, great is your reward in heaven." So you want a reward in heaven. So you don't want to be spiritually lazy. You don't want to be spiritually apathetic. You want to be one of those people who's in the Bible. You want to be one of those people who's there at church. You want to be one of those people who takes God's word seriously and lives by the commandments of Jesus Christ. You need to be an energetic Christian. You don't want to be a sluggard Christian. You want to be an energetic, diligent Christian. And here it talks about the ant. It says, prepares her food in summer and gathers her provision in the harvest. So while things are good, the ant is preparing for the future. And the ant doesn't need any orders to do so. It says there, go to the ant, O sluggard, observe her ways and be wise, which having no chief officer or ruler. You don't need to be told what to do. The ant doesn't need to be told. The ant goes out and brings in all the things that the ant colony needs for the coming winter and the harsh days. And they do it independently, without having to be told. And you need to be a diligent person without someone telling you to be diligent. You don't need someone saying, do this, do that, line by line. You need to be an independent, entrepreneurial Christian who gets up and goes and does the things of God without having to be told. You should love your neighbor without having to be told. You should be kind to people without having to be told. You should be sharing the gospel with your friends and family without having to be told. And you should study the Bible every day without having to be told. You should be an independent Christian who gets the work of Christ done here on earth, because you've only got a little while to get that heavenly reward stacked away. And the heavenly reward is very important. Let's go over to 1 Corinthians 3, 10 to 15, and we'll have a look at that. It's a very strong passage from the Apostle Paul. 1 Corinthians 3, 10 to 15. According to the grace of God, which was given to me, as a wise master builder, I laid a foundation, and another is building upon it. But let each man be careful how he builds upon it. For no man can lay a foundation other than the one which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man builds upon the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each man's work will become evident, for the day will show it, because it is to be revealed with fire. And the fire itself will test the quality of each man's work. If any man's work, which he has built upon it, remains, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work is burned up, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet as through fire. So here's this process where our works, the works we do in this life, are tested. Are they built on Christ, and are they of high quality? Are they built with gold, silver, and precious stones? or are they a sloppy thing that's built with bales of hay? And your spiritual life should be built on a solid foundation, and you should do beautiful spiritual things for God and for other people. You should dig deep in the Word. You should be diligent in prayer. Your heart should be full of love and peace and grace. And as you do this, you will be setting yourself up to pass the judgment fire. You will not be a lazy Christian that gets no reward or gets called a wicked lazy servant. Instead, you will be a diligent Christian who has built their life upon the rock, who has obeyed the commandments of Jesus Christ, and comes through with a glorious reward there in heaven. You don't want to arrive in heaven as someone who has just come through a fire, who's still smelling of the smoke, who just gets in the door and says, oh, well, you know, maybe I could have done better. Maybe I could have visited these people and done this and done that. It's too late then. Start visiting people now. Start encouraging people now. Start doing some work at the church now. Start living out your Christian life with diligence right away, because every year you waste is a year off your reward in heaven, and eternity is a very, very long time. So you need to observe the ant. The ant goes and does their work whether anyone is telling them to or not. And you've got the Bible to tell you what to do. And you can be a wise ant that lives upon this earth and does what God tells them to do and encourages their neighbor and is full of peace and love and joy and is full of the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and is an encourager to many. And you can be someone who does good works day and night diligently, knowing that you're going to get a reward in heaven. Or you can be lazy. You can be someone who says, oh, that's not my job. Sharing the gospel's not my job. Helping people isn't my job. That's not my gift. You can be like the people in the e-waste thing who did as little as possible, who just sat downstairs and made everyone else work. Now, when you go to church, you're to be an encourager. You're to encourage everyone at church, and you're to encourage everyone in your family. You're to encourage everyone in your office. You're to be Jesus to the world. And you're to do that all on your own bat without anyone having to tell you that. And every day you go up, you go about, you do your things, and you represent Jesus, and you do everything to the glory of God. So I want you to be a Christian who's a diligent Christian, who's a hard-working Christian, who takes Christ seriously, who takes the commands in the Bible seriously, and says one day it's going to happen. One day Jesus is going to return. Or one day that if you're getting older like me, you're going to see the face of the Lord in glory. And you're going to have to say, is God going to say to you, well done, good and faithful servant? Are you going to be someone who's in God's word and doing God's will every day of your life? Whether you're in the ministry or not in the ministry, you should be doing God's will every day of your life insofar as you can do it. If you're an accountant, be a God-glorifying accountant. If you're a mechanic, don't tell people they need parts they don't need. If you're a school teacher, be kind to your children and instruct them with a smile upon your face. So whatever you do it to the glory of God. And you be a spiritual ant who is working diligently away there to prepare for a great eternal future. This is John Edmiston with Uplifting Moments, signing off. God bless and have a great day and be God's little ant. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston. This is a faith ministry, and if the Lord has touched your heart, you may give securely online at eternity.church.